Hello there, how's it going? Just a quick thought after the Champions League final. Quite a bizarre, surreal game in Kiev, wasn't it? Real Madrid ultimately winning 3-1, but game hinging on a couple of incredible mistakes from Loris Karius. Felt sorry for him. The ground must have opened up for the 24-year-old German Liverpool keeper in the first instance. Second half after games 0-0. Bizarrely, incomprehensibly, doesn't see Karim Benzema, the pretty lethal, pretty dangerous, pretty high profile France striker, kind of drifting into his path after Karius collects a through ball. Benzema sticks out that right peg as seemingly Karius didn't see and tries to underarm, throw it to his right back as if there was no one in the way. And kind of like he was just detached from the action, not thinking, running in a kind of autopilot. Something that he's obviously done a lot of times, but not be able to adjust by the fact that there was a player there obstructing would be his automatic default throw out, bowl out to the right back. And then the third goal, when Liverpool pushing for an equaliser at 2-2 after Gareth Bale's incredible overhead kick had made it 2-1 following Liverpool's initial equaliser. Gareth Bale then, who's on as a substitute, dramatic impact the Welshman had, but ping from distance, and Loris Karius loses it either in the lights or whatever, but his hand's all wrong, not facing the right direction, and instead of catching the ball, palms it into the net. And I just thought for a moment, you kind of thought about sports psychologists. You hear a guy called Michael Gervais in the States is good, look him up. Interview with Lewis Howes is compelling, talks about working with NFL players and the world's top golfers, including Luke Donald. I think around the time he was probably world number one, who's another English golfer who's kind of lived in Chicago, I think, around that area. Luke Donald, that's where he went to university anyway. But Michael Gervais, the sports psychologist, talks about the ability to just play the game, play it like it's just the game. There's no event around it. That pressure is a kind of mental construct, a sort of perception of hype and other people's opinions and conversations and hyperbole and the whole kind of freneticism around an event. And it seems that Loris Karius perhaps are just lost himself, you know, out of those moments, not able to play, because surely in those instances in training he'd never throw the ball to a striker to tap it into an empty net. He'd never kind of, albeit a kind of whipped, fierce, slightly dipping shot from Gareth Bale, one that was straight down his throat, he'd never let that in training. He must have saved thousands of similar efforts, and you think, what's the difference? It's the occasion. It's playing the occasion, not playing the game that he's played and got thousands of hours experience in. So I find that interesting to see how he can respond. Can he get psychological coaching to do that? How will Liverpool respond next season? Be fascinating, because it's been a Cinderella story, as the Americans would say, getting to the final, some exhilarating moments. And I think hopefully a lot of people now like to statistically analyse football, but there's been incredible, visceral, emotional moments for Liverpool on the road there. And I think it'll be kind of long in the memory, 2017-18. The other sort of subtext or sub note, of course, was Mo Salah going off, Liverpool's top scorer, Premier League top scorer in a season, 32 in a 38 game season for Liverpool, and kind of carried them to the Champions League final as well, hoping to inspire Egypt to the World Cup. Looks doubtful though. Went off in the first half with a dislocated shoulder and some sort of, I guess, innuendo and uncertainty over whether Sergio Ramos, who's got a fairly volatile disciplinary record, had deliberately landed on his arm and maybe pulled it under him. But there's kind of footage emerged today, Sunday, of Ramos aiming an elbow at Karius before the mistakes, off the ball, kind of no real reason for them to collide. It seemed premeditated. And whether that had had an effect on Karius physically, perhaps it wasn't a psychological thing, perhaps it was a sort of a physical fog. Maybe he was mildly concussed or just in shock after that. But wasn't a particularly pleasant incident for me. You know, cheating kind of nullifies the victory if that's the way. I'm not sure it's pivotal on this occasion, but not great to see from Ramos, who people call a serial winner. But for Real Madrid, talk about being in the zone and realising those moments. They do, don't they? Keep delivering. Bale off the bench to deliver when they needed him, as Ronaldo has in the past. Modric and Kroos running the game, completely composed, receiving the ball under pressure. Got the crowd hype, you got that sort of sense of occasion, but done it so many times now, Real Madrid. Three in a row, unprecedented in the Champions League era. You go back to, I think, Ajax and people like that in the 70s and before. Four Champions League titles in five seasons. I mean, it makes a mockery of it You wonder about the Champions League, the complexity of difficulty of winning it compared to a domestic league, given that Real Madrid don't typically win the Spanish league off the pace. This season, Barcelona tend to reign supreme. I know Real won it in the 2016-17 season in Spain, but what a record in the Champions League, and that's just, it must be a psychological strength to deliver in those big games and the knockout competitions and play the game, not the occasion. Anyway, it was a kind of incredible end to the football domestic season. Anyway, roll on the World Cup. If you're new to this, it's an audio blog / podcast. We'll get some guests on, hoping get back to work. I've had thrombophlebitis, which is a minor blood clot, so I've been off my day job as a sports broadcaster in the UK, but hope to get back to work this week and speak to an England under 17 player who plays at a Premier League club as well about the kind of process of becoming a Premier League player, who he's tipped to make a breakthrough pretty soon actually. So hopefully that'll come this week if I'm back to work and fit and back to London. I'm predominantly a worker for Sky Sports as a presenter. I've covered rugby, boxing, football, worked in the States as well, did my college degree, master's in journalism over there. If you are new to me, you can hit me up on, well, that sounds very American, doesn't it? You can find me on social media, EdDraper81 on Twitter, Ed_Draper81 on Instagram, and also on Facebook. But do get in touch. Love to know your thoughts on the Champions League final and that kind of Loris Karius, whether he can respond to that, and whether the psychological conditioning is something that's genetic, or whether we can really be coached to leave the moment of everyone else's opinions and the hype and the noise and the fans and just kind of focus on the ball, I guess, and what's in front of us, be in the zone, the flow, all that kind of good stuff, that ability to just tune in to the things we need to tune into and exclude the rest. All right, cheers, guys. Hope you have a good week. Take it easy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.